And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 29th of October, 2016. It's the birthday of the quilt maker Harriet Powers, born into slavery outside Athens, Georgia, 1837, famous for the quilts that she made, which told a story sort of like a graphic novel, such as her Bible quilt of 1886, which now hangs in the Smithsonian, and her pictorial quilt of 1888, displayed in the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston. It's the birthday of James Boswell, Edinburgh, 1740, a charming young man who wanted adventure, and so he went off to London. He kept a diary, and instead of describing his own thoughts and feelings, he wrote down scenes from his life as though they were from a novel, described his friends as though they were characters, recorded long stretches of dialogue. Everybody who met James Boswell liked him. Voltaire and David Hume, Rousseau, the philosopher, liked him so well, and Rousseau's mistress liked him so much that she had an affair with Boswell. And then in 1763, he met the scholar and writer Samuel Johnson. They became friends, and Boswell kept a close record of everything Johnson told him. And he wrote his Life of Johnson in 1791, long after Johnson's death. He had to fight with his editor to keep in all the little odd details, like things Johnson had said to his cat and what kind of underwear he thought women should wear. The book became a big bestseller, and it's a big part of the reason why Samuel Johnson is still famous today. And it's the birthday of the novelist Henry Green, born Tewkesbury, England, 1905, best remembered for his novel Loving, published in 1945, an upstairs-downstairs story, country home, Ireland, stories of the people who live there and the servants who work there. Henry Green, who said prose should be a long intimacy between strangers with no direct appeal to what both may have known. It should slowly appeal to feelings unexpressed. It should, in the end, draw tears out of the stone. Here's a poem for today by Killian McDonnell. The monks of St. John's file in for prayer. In we shuffle, hooded amplitudes, scapulated brooms, a stray earring, skinheads and flowing locks, blind in one eye, hooked-nosed, handsome as a prince and knows it, a five-thumbed organist, an acolyte who sings in quarter tones, one slightly swollen keeper of the bees, the carpenter, minus a finger here and there, our pre-senile writing deathless verse, a stranded sailor, a Cassian scholar, the artist suffering the visually illiterate and indignities unnamed, two determined liturgists, in a word, eager purity and weary virtue. Last of all, the Lord Abbot, early, old, shepherding the saints is like herding cats. These chariots and steeds of Israel make a black progress into church. A rumble of monks bows low and offers praise to the high God of gods, who is faithful forever. The Monks of St. John's File in for Prayer, poem by Killian McDonnell from his collection Swift Lord You Are Not, published by St. John's University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.